The Walking Samoa initiative started with the local Radio Samoa station, and it's been picked up by a number of community leaders who are now the champions in their local area. And now we have 12 clubs across Auckland.
So how does it work?
It's free for everyone to join. Again, it's an opportunity for Samoans in the different areas of Auckland to come together. And they meet once, some twice a week. And then they will go for an hour, walk around one of their parks, or in some cases around the neighborhood. So there's the fitness side of things, but there's also the friendship and fellowship that comes with it. And it's becoming a real community feel.
There's a real social component to this kind of thing, because trying to exercise and lose weight by yourself can be a bit of a problem, can't it?
Absolutely. In particular, the older folks. You know, a lot of our old folks stay home, look after the grandchildren. But here is an initiative that's bringing them out of the homes and getting them to do a bit of exercise. And also they are now expanding their programs to nutrition. And this week there was a wonderful program around Avondale in West Auckland where they were supported by the local board with some funding where they were able to do salmon cooking. And a lot of these things are natural vegetable like taro leaves and so forth.
Do some people in the Samoan community where, you know, obesity, non-communicable diseases are a genuine problem, perhaps sometimes feel very self-conscious about their weight? Is it easier to talk about this with other people in the same situation?
Absolutely. But I think the Walking Samoans is more than just the losing weight component. The emphasis is not strictly on losing weight. Some people take a bit of time. But, you know, one of the things that hits our opposite people also a lot is mental health, the stress, the pressure. You know, we've also seen a lot of stories with some of our professional sports people. That's all part of health. And so this fellowship also helps people talk about issues at home, talk about how to improve the welfare. So it's a much holistic approach than just what's obvious, which is the walking.
Can you point to any success stories with this Walking Samoans program? Anyone who's done particularly well from it?
Well, there's a whole number of them. 3 weeks ago was a combined walk for the 12 clubs, and that was over 600 members that were part of that walk. And a good portion of that numbers have lost weight, and a good portion of them, they have more regularly exercised. So, you know, names, say Neil, one of the leaders for Tamaki, which is going in his time, you are. He was told by his doctor that after a whole number of surgeries, that he's not going to last long. He is now one of the champions, and he leads even the advanced walking. A whole lot of success stories, Bruce.
Well, this seems to be have been a success in the Samoan community in Auckland. Any plans to perhaps extend this to other ethnic communities or just the general population, perhaps, as a concept?
It's open to, again, it's an initiative started by a local Samoan radio station. But we have Tongans walking with it. We have Middle Eastern. We have Asians. So anyone around the community are starting to be part of this walking initiative. And so we would like to see a Niuean walking group, a Tongan walking group, but also not just in Auckland, but Samoans are all over New Zealand, even Australia, would like to see this as a global movement of raising health awareness.